The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he says. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come. Hello and welcome on the Wooden Path. This is your host, Jan, on this journey to discover bold and new theatre. No one would have believed in the early years of the 20th century that this world was being watched. That's how the blurb on the EdFringe app starts for this show. The War of the Worlds is currently being performed at the Pleasance Courtyard, Pleasance 4th. So essentially, that's the first time I went to this venue. It's a mini ground, I would say, and how to access it. So when you arrive in the street where all the three axes for the Pleasance are, that's Drummond Street. So you'll see the huge grand sign. You actually follow to go see Colin Cloud. You don't go there. You go on the right and you pass the above and below where you went to see Titania McGrath. And a bit further on the left, you get into the venue 33. And you'll see some signs with 4th inside. Not the number, but like I'm going. It's 4th. Anyway, it's now still until from the 19th to the 26th of August at 3:20 p.m. It's 80 minutes and it's 12 plus. They will tour soon, so I'll give updates in the outro when I have more info. So, for this, on top of the standard flyer, there was a neat sheet with information about how the show came about, as well as the cast and creative bio. I'll just start to say, before I read you a nice note that there, in there, that if you go in season one, I talked about the War of the World, the Jeff Wayne's musical version of the War of the World. This is not what this is. They reference it, and there are some tiny funny moments in there where it's referenced. But this is based on I actually read the blurb. So it's from Rum and Clay Theatre Company in association with the Pleasance. And written by Isley Lynn and devised by the company. A note from Rum and Clay's artistic directors, Matthew Wells and Julian Spooner. Our version of the War of the Worlds came about through our fascination with the mythology and iconography surrounding Orson Welles' 1938 radio broadcast adaptation of H.G. Wells' sci-fi novel of the same title. The broadcast was groundbreaking in its use of real news broadcasters delivering live eyewitness accounts of a Martian invasion. So convincing were parts of the broadcast that stories of people's hysterical reactions entered pop culture folklore. In researching the show, co-director Julian Spooner traveled to the USA to the broadcast's Martian landing site, the small town of Grover's Mill, New Jersey, where there are numbers of commemorative sites. We were fascinated by how a fictional story has been honored with real artifacts, turning fantasy into reality. It's this transformation of fiction into fact that we became interested in, and the slippery nature of the stories we tell each other and which ones we choose to believe. The process of making the show has been entirely collaborative, with every single member of the team building together from the beginning. The War of the World is a product of the love, craft, and dedication of everyone in the team. The cast, Mina is played by Jess Mabel Jones, Jonathan and Carl Phillips by Julian Spooner, Lawson by Amalia Vitale, and Ted John by Matthew Wells. And I'll put a link to the rest of everyone in there. In the description for this episode. So it was interesting. So the set, you know, where the usually the tech is usually behind, here it was actually part of the set and it was in front of us. So you had the stage with some those little barely transparent panels that I talked about in the same kind of thing that had in the Night of the Living Dead live show, that stuff that you can see through. And so, yeah, you had four doors and you could see they played with silhouettes and all that. Well, actually, massive kudos for their work on, well, I have to say that it is physical. It's tagged as a New Writing Physical Theater. And the only experience I have with physical theater, really, is I think last year I went to see Wojciech. Wasn't familiar with the story, but I kind of knew that Punch Drunk did something with that same story. So now I'm a bit more familiar. And I was a bit confused about what physical theater was last year watching Wojciech. So now I'm a bit less confused. And I appreciated this and the work and the choreography, the precision, and also the work on the accents. And you had clearly well-defined different people, which was amazing. I mean, I worked with accents at Acting Coach Scotland in 2016 because I had some exams in there. That I always get the sounds. I'm also working, well, on my own time now on Scottish. I always get the sounds pretty easily, I would say, but it's the rhythm. My mother tongue being French, the rhythm is completely different. So I need to work a lot to actually get the rhythm right. Except, well, when I'm parroting, I can fake it when I'm parroting, but to actually have different accents, I'll need to work on the rhythm more than the sounds, because I'm fine with the sounds. So the sense of physicality was strong and clear and purposeful, and it was a joy to watch. Essentially, it's the story of Mina, podcaster extraordinaire, who is looking for a good story. And you embark on that story for 80 minutes. And just like I've not, this podcast on the Wooden Path didn't exist at the time, but when I went to see, I think also last year, Filth, which was a one-man show, the shift of that guy, the actor who did that, like almost instantaneous. I'm still baffled. There are some shifts between accents, characters, and all in this, as well as the physical elements, which are pretty baffling and incredible. And I loved it. That's in case this is the first episode you listen, this is not a review. This is my thoughts after I went to see a show. And by the way, I was on a break for a while, so this is the return of the podcast for the French with the War of the Worlds. And if you like the War of the Worlds, again, I invite you to go back to season one and listen to my episode on the immersive experience, which was still risen in my mind, and I'll definitely go back there. For some reason, I had a feeling I had seen Jess Mabel Jones somewhere. I don't know why, because looking at her spotlight just before recording this, no, I couldn't find anything that I actually knew her from. So I don't know. I'm not sure. It's very well put out, their leaflet, their cast list there. They can review our show and the other's mailing list stuff. They're contacted. Their socials are, it's actually the name of the company, so Rum, like the alcohol, and the clay, clay like the material, the thing, the building block thing, Rum and Clay on Twitter and Facebook. Yeah. And yeah, share your thoughts with us with the hashtag WOTW, hashtag Head Fringe. Yeah, oh, there we go. The War of the Worlds was originally commissioned by New Diorama Theatre. This show will be on tour in spring, summer 2020. Right. Please see our website for more information. Well, I'll update the, as I said, when I have more information. Should you go see this? I was supposed to, so I was on a break for like almost 10 days because of family things. Nothing dire, as just a cousin reunion that wasn't planned. So I canceled a few shows that I really was really excited to go see, but well, life happens. Today is the 18th. I was not supposed to restart until tomorrow, the start of the week, 19th. But I had some time, and I did not. I've seen this show a few times pop up in many places, and I had not booked. So I said, I have nothing on the 18th, and I am actually in Edinburgh, so I might as well go and see it. And I do not regret it one bit. It may seem a bit confusing because of all the shifts and but it makes sense in a way. It's physical theatre, so it might not be for everyone, but the thing is that I actually appreciate with physical theatre. If you've ever listened to The Good, The Bad, and The Just Plain Standard, which is the other podcast I actually host, but I'm co-hosting with Anouk Anadim, with whom I trained 3 years ago at Acting Course Scotland. But anyway, if you've listened to that episode, that old podcast, which is still producing stuff, but you know that I hate musicals. And so a musical is something really particular. But so it's something that is not really standard. And so I would mean like physical theatre. Again, when I went to see Wojciech last year, I was starting to, the only movement was like, okay, it's like musicals without any words, or what the hell is this? Now, in the end, well, there were way more movement than words. In this, the movement is in a bit in the background, which was perfectly fine by me. Perfectly fine. Do I feel I have some other stuff to say? I don't think I have. I've took some notes and I give them to you. So the War of the Worlds, again, it's on until the 26th. I think they had a little, not a chat, but sometimes one of the actors of the company will say a few words at the end, and apparently they have a captioned performance. Which is interesting. So you'll probably have to have a look at the website or find when this is, because I'm not entirely sure. I think the 24th, but I'm not entirely sure. If you're into if it's that's a benefit to you, so just that's know that there is one of those. I think I'm good. So, if you listened to the what was the interval episode just before this one, I said the advice of a hostel to stay in Edinburgh during the Fringe. I said about the Saint Christopher's Inn and Safe Stay that they were on different sides of the Waverley Station. No, that's incorrect. They are both on the right side, on the correct side, the side that is south. Which is the one where all the most stuff are happening, and Safe Stay is being the best choice if you can get a room, because it's essentially right next to the Royal Mile. And so that's a great option, a great option. So I think I'm good. And just a little tip, because not this time, but when I went to see, I don't remember who it was, but it was at Pleasance Courtyard. You're not allowed to leave to leave the premises of the actual courtyard with the drinks that you purchased there. Someone came to me and said, like, if you, when I was there earlier in the month, like, no, you can't do it. Okay, well, you'll probably get told also at some point. But I was like, okay, there's it's not like in the US where you have to have your bottles in the craft bag, like no paper bag or something. But I don't know. It's nothing of I just actually finished my Coke inside, which was fine. Next episode should be, if I've done things correctly, so this was the War of the Worlds, a second take on the, well, it's originally a novel by H.G. Wells, so the immersive thing and this now, so I have two different things. The next episode should be the Fawlty Towers, the themed dinner show, which is quite fascinating because for some reason, the one I've attended twice already, once at the Fringe last year and with my mum not so long ago, is an unofficial one. And this one I'm going to see tomorrow is supposed to be licensed and using actual scripts for the show. So I was pretty happy with the other one with new stories, as I'm not familiar with that TV show. So I'm curious to see if tomorrow I'll manage to follow stuff, even though I've I planned to see the show before going to this. But yeah, it did not happen. Any case, again, it's I think it must be pretty almost sold out because it took a while to get people to get it back to the world of the world. Now it took a while for the room to fill. And it took quite a while. And interestingly enough, just like when I went to see Titania McGrath, it must be a pleasant thing. No, I don't think it is. But as I'm alone, and I always try to get a front row seat, even though you were arriving a bit later, you could get a front row seat because most of people came with two, like plus one. So actually, it meant that I was actually sitting next to no one for some time, and then around 5 minutes before the end, someone actually, oh, yeah, I'm alone also, and but yeah. Right, so that was another entry on the wooden path, the War of the Worlds. I hope you got any benefit out of it. I'll recommend it. Something also that I might not have talked about on any previous episode. I also started to, because at the Fringe, it's all about getting stars and testimonials. I'm not crazy about stars, so I'm not giving stars, and I won't ever. But after recording for some shows, I may have auto-quoted myself, even though those quotes were actually not in the episodes. But to actually, and then I'd like to actually thank Acting Coach Scotland and Luke Jermay, who retweeted, re-Instagrammed those quotes, which was always lovely to see. In any case, I've said on this podcast, I'm cherry-picking the shows, so it's very unlikely that you'll hear me hating something, except if you listen season one of this show, you'll hear about the Twilight Zone, which I didn't realize what it was, and it wasn't for me. But most of the stuff I'll be talking here should be on a positive light, because I specifically picked those to go see. I don't remember if it's so that's £15 ticket and 14 concessions. I don't remember if I said already, but I feel I'm starting to ramble now. So thanks again for listening, and I'll see you again later. Bye. Actually, if you're just a man and his dog, well, woof woof, and thanks, mate.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. A beam, voila, plot twist. You thought you were done with me? Not quite. A quick word to remind you that you can always visit onthewoodenpath.com and comment to your heart's content, as well as subscribe on Apple Podcast and or Spotify. It does make a difference and it is greatly appreciated. If you also feel a sudden urge to leave a review, you are more than welcome to do so. On the Wooden Path is the name. You'll find it in most places. And if social media is important to you at all, go for it. Links are made to be shared, aren't they? Also, if you want to be included in the interactive Stage Door episode, which concludes each season, because you are a fan of this podcast or you are involved in any of these shows and want to join the fun, leave your voice message on go.otwp.uk/ leave a message. In case my beautiful French accent made it that you didn't get that, the link is in every episode's notes. Hugs and kisses.